We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Then some potato chips. A little bloated this morning. Those games are on late, man. You gotta stay up late. You gotta fuel the body. All right.
Hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, hour number two. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We are broadcasting live from Twin Peaks and Buckhead. Filling up.
Yeah, man.
Lunch crowd's filling up.
Oh, there's Charles and those guys on the TV last night. I mean, right now. You know what? I guess it's happened this morning. I saw a lot of clips on Twitter that I forgot his name, the rapper, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, came out with a new song.
Yeah.
Really
good.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they say he was dissing
people. Well, he's got a verse on a future song.
They say he's dissing people.
Yeah.
Andy, I listened to it like at least two times, right?
Yep.
Who was he dissing?
Yeah, no, I had to do a little research.
Yeah,
myself.
Yeah.
Who
is he dissing?
J. Cole.
Why is he dissing J. Cole?
Because I guess he had a line in a song recently where he said, like, it's the big three right now, basically. It's J. Cole, it's Drake, and it's Kendrick. Those are the three.
Right.
And Kendrick's like, no, it isn't.
Oh, okay.
There's no big three.
There's no big three.
There's Big Me.
Big Me.
Which is pretty awesome.
I heard the tattoo line or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah.
Also, he shouted out, like, I love it because first of all, I love Kendrick Lamar anyway.
Yes. Yes.
And I do think he's better than those other guys.
Right.
And we can all have different opinions, and that's fine.
Yes.
But I thought that verse was fantastic.
Okay.
He shouted out Andre 3000
uh-huh.
and E-40 and Be Legit.
Okay.
I was like, oh, those are okay. So
all right.
My three favorite rappers were all referenced.
Okay, yeah, because you know, man, I don't listen to rap like that. But I was like, damn, did Kendrick diss somebody? Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, he dissed. Oh, so and so gonna be mad. I was like, oh, I thought Future and Drake were boys.
I'm sure they are. Everyone's boys. That's
yeah,
the thing.
They just diss each other. Okay.
No one's gonna diss anybody. Like he said this
because
he was like, no, that's not how I feel. I'm the best. Don't try to be making this like a team thing.
Right.
I'm him, and because it's always the people that aren't the best that want to group up.
Right.
It's like, we are so good.
No, right.
No, I'm good,
yep.
And you're okay.
Right.
But, I mean, yeah, J. Cole probably come out with a song where he's like, that's my brother, and I love him, and
uh-huh.
and that's that.
Okay.
Know? And
right.
then Drake will post something on social media.
Yes.
And, you know?
Some cryptic.
Yeah.
Some cryptic.
And that'll be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because they don't want it. They don't want it with Kendrick.
All right, that's it. That's all I know. Now I know. Kendrick, they don't want to know.
You didn't know I was going to have all these opinions on
no,
this.
No, but I know how you feel about.
I really like Kendrick.
I know you do. I know I like Kendrick, too. But, yeah, I didn't think. I was like, oh, everybody's like, oh, he dissed him. I was like, I listened to it. I was like, what did he say?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
that's
now
because
I know.
We grew up in the ether era.
Yes.
And
when we knew from the get-go who the damn song
we know
was about.
Who he was talking about. And it wasn't one line on a feature.
It was a whole song.
It was a whole song.
Yeah. Yeah. Been on a you love our style. Uh-huh. Well, yes. You knew when that came on. You're like, okay.
Because that's what it used to be. Like,
yeah.
Guys would do that, and they would go at each other. No
yeah.
one does that anymore.
Put a line.
Everybody wants to be buddies, which is fine. That's fine. Because, like, back then, dudes did die over it. You don't really
true.
Want that,
that
happening.
That is true.
So, anyway, let's get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. We'll get back into some NCAA tournament conversation with Deshaun Tate in about 15 minutes from right now. Tournament game number one today is about to tip off in 10 minutes or so. we'll keep you updated on everything that's going on. Sports Jeopardy at 1240 also.
They're calling Calipari, the Italian Doc Rivers.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Damn, Doc catching strays, man.
Doc's waking up this morning, pulls up Twitter. He's like, why am I trending? We won.
Yeah, man.
We've been playing great since the All-Star break.
Yeah, Doc, I hit catching strays. Damn, Doc.
It's a good point, though.
It is.
They both got one.
It's a good line.
Aaron Donald talked about why he chose to retire. This is like the best possible reason to ever say why you want to retire. Quote, my passion to play the game is no longer there. Great.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
I mean, Aaron is still young.
Call it quits.
Aaron can go do whatever he wants. I'm assuming, you know, that he's – I don't know. I can't assume that he's going to be a TV. I don't know what Aaron's into or nothing like that. But, I mean, he's one of the best players.
I don't think I've ever even heard Aaron Donald talk before.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best players of his generation, regardless of position. Mm-hmm. You know, and he is going to – like we know, he's going to be a first ballot guy. Obviously, he got I've seen the pictures of him and his beautiful wife and their beautiful children and everything like that. So, I mean, that's one thing he's going to do a lot, spend time with his kids and everything and go out with a great career, man. I mean, he went out all pro, won a Super Bowl, all these different things that you're going to come into the league to want to achieve.
Yeah.
And he's made a buttload of money.
It's so hard to say how his career could have gone any better.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he could have been on championship teams a couple more times, but, like, that's not up to him.
I always remember, I said this when he retired, when Big George, because Big George was he was a scout for the Rams.
Yeah.
And he told me, he's like, hey, man. Because I would call him, just checking to see what's going on right there. And I told him about Tavon Austin. He was like, yeah, if you get the ball, he's electric and everything. But he's a legit. When he said about this
he's
man.
A little fella.
When he said this about Aaron, he said, Randy's best defense attack I've ever seen. And, I mean, dude, and he proved it. Like, this dude never, ever underachieved in a season.
He
never,
was great.
Never on a team receiver.
Every year he was great.
Yes.
Championship, all the money, all the all pros, all that stuff. And walking away, like you said, walking away young. Hopefully his body still feels okay.
Right.
I mean, he played a decade in the NFL.
He's empty tackle.
He's going to have some lingering stuff, but hopefully he's in decent shape. What do you think about some of these rule changes?
I hate them.
All of them?
Well, the hip drop tackle, of course. And I know people say, well, how are they going to tackle? Until you've had that happen to you. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it sucks, because it happened to me.
Yeah.
All right, it sucks.
It injures guys.
Yes, it sucks.
It also is sort of a happening more because of the way that they changed the rules about like it's a rugby style tackle.
Yes.
Like that's a big part, and there was a big influence in that 10, 15 years ago. They banned it from rugby too. You can't do it in rugby anymore because there was so many injuries. So it was always coming in the NFL that was going to happen. I mean, guys will probably figure out how to tackle
people. They'll figure it out, man. And I'm all for, you know, I don't like that. I still am, you know, it still chaps my ass how T.J. Hockenson got hurt in that damn playoff game. But that's no that's all he has to do. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as a defender. I don't believe that. I think he could have found a better way to get T.J. on the ground because he wasn't looking. And then the first thing you do is just missile him to his damn knee. I just hate that. I just hate it. But the kickoff rule, I have no clue what the hell is going on. I know it was a record for most touchbacks ever in the league and everything like that. But then,
moved it up.
I don't understand this. They got the kicker is 5 yards behind the front line, and then nobody can move until the guy catches. I was like, what? Okay.
They also changed it to where if the wind blows the ball off the tee, a player doesn't hold the ball anymore.
Yes.
You just bring the kicking stick out there. Why? What's
wrong with the guy? Stick.
What was wrong with the guy holding the ball?
Nothing.
Was that a big issue? They needed to change that rule.
I mean, I was like, okay.
Has it been windier more? Is this a climate change issue?
It's unbelievable. They're going to let you bring out the. Come on, man.
What's going on here?
Come on, man. So a guy's running and tackling, steps on it, and then whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, let's hear the general manager of the Arizona Cardinals talking about being willing to trade their pick.
There'll be a big neon sign that says open, and we'll I don't like it blinking. That kind of messes with my eyes, but yeah, we're always going to be listening. You know, I think, you know, we'll always have the conversation. You know, we may not get to a point where the deal makes sense, whether it's at four or anywhere we're picking, but we're always going to have the conversation. And if it makes sense and if it's attractive to building our team, and then it's something that we'll certainly consider no matter where we're at in the draft.
Well, I think because they're four and they don't need a quarterback,
yeah,
that just seems like that's the perfect spot for somebody to jump up. I know J.J. McCarthy's.
That's my guy. Boo booey.
J.J. McCarthy's pro days today up there in Michigan. I'm assuming
that
there's going to be a lot of people there. And he seems like he's the becoming the consensus fourth guy, maybe a third guy.
Yeah, he's the riser.
You know, things
he's
like
been the
that.
Riser.
And so, obviously, if you're Arizona, you could get something for that pick. If you don't look at, you know, you can get back to 11, and maybe Odunze maybe come, maybe is there. I don't think he's going to be there, but you can go, like, if Brock Bowers is there at 11 or something like that, you got to get Kyler Murray some more damn targets. Mm-hmm. You got to get some guys that can make plays for him.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it almost would surprise me if they didn't make that move, you know, because they don't need a quarterback. And with all the J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Jaden Daniels hype, like one of those guys is going to be there at four. They don't need him. You know how desperate, and we know the Vikings made the trade to get a second first-round pick. They need a quarterback, obviously, as Kirk Cousins is signed here in Atlanta. It would almost surprise me at this point if the Cardinals made that pick at four. Yeah. It would be smarter for them, an organ like a roster that needs a lot of stuff, to have two first-round draft picks. Now, again, at four, you can get Marvin Harrison Jr.
You can.
Versus waiting until eight and hoping that Odunze is there or whatever. Like, those guys are all really good, but they're not Marvin Harrison Jr., so it'd be really good to have him. If they do make that trade and then Harrison's there at five, he's going to the Chargers.
I would think, you would think,
Marvin
Jim,
Harrison's
you would think Jim, but I think they're in that position where they, because you remember like 2 years ago, they found Slater out at Northwestern. The Chargers. He played, had them all pro rookie season, got hurt the next year.
Yeah.
They drafted another guy last year that played pretty well. So that's what I'm thinking. Would they go alt right there, you know, at five if you're the Chargers? Or would you go?
I don't know.
Would you go? Because you don't have no pass catchers. You got Quentin Johnston who.
Yeah. But you know what Harbaugh wants, though?
He wants a run game.
He wants a hard-nosed offensive line.
Yeah.
He wants a hard-hitting defense, and he wants to run the ball.
Yeah, so that's why.
They also have $1 billion invested in Herbert, so you might want to get him some guys to throw the ball, too.
Yeah, so that'd be the interesting one. Charger, the six were the Giants, so they got to go receiver. Yeah. They got to go playmaker right there.
Have to.
They got to go playmaker right there. They got two young tackles. I mean, you paid Andrew Thomas, and then you got Evan Neal on the other side. I mean, there's not a good enough interior lineman there to be picked right there. So either you trade back or you just
– Yeah, they're a trade back candidate
as well. They seem like they are.
If McCarthy falls a little bit and the Vikings want to get up to six. But, yeah, I mean, that's the fun part of it. And, honestly, you know, the Falcons having taken care of what they needed to do, it's kind of nice to not have to be a part of that either. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wanted Caleb Williams to be the thing that the Falcons did. I wanted that to be the move. I understand it was going to be a long shot to do it anyway. But getting Kirk Cousins was a smart move.
Yep.
And now you don't have to deal with any of that trade-up stuff or wondering if you're going to take a quarterback or anything like that. All right, so Jalen Johnson, Chicago Bears, cornerback, good player. Talking about, I mean, everybody pretty much assumes Caleb Williams is going to be a Bear.
Right.
Here's Jalen Johnson talking about him.
You just humble yourself coming in the building. I feel like it's one of those things where it's like you can't, like you said, you can't bring that Hollywood stuff into the building, especially now with guys who played this game, I feel like at a high level for consecutive years in the league. It's just something that guys like myself, guys like Tremaine, TJ, I mean, just the vets now, Keenan Allen, I mean, you just adding certain guys in the locker room, I feel like we're gonna see through, and it's like, nah, that what you did in college, the Hollywood, it's like, nah, that you gotta prove yourself, that stuff like that doesn't matter. But I feel like you gotta get to know him too. I think it's a fine line between trying to prove a point to him, but also getting to know him. Because I mean, at the end of the day, we want him to be the absolute best he can be. I mean, that's what we're bringing him in for.
Whatever.
What's this Hollywood stuff?
Whatever, dude. Whatever.
Because he went to school in L.A.
Yeah. Yes. Whatever, dog. You've been here. He's a hell of a player.
He's a very good player.
But your ass been in the league for just a minute or two now.
Yeah.
All right, don't come to any Hollywood stuff and everything.
He also has the Heisman Trophy.
You know what I mean?
He's the number one overall draft pick. And if he wants to be a little Hollywood.
No, you don't want a Hollywood quarterback.
That's fine, but if he wants to
but
be,
if he wants to
he
be
can do
whatever.
Whatever he wants.
Whatever, dude.
He's the quarterback.
Yeah, whatever, man.
You know what I mean?
We know this. Like, Jalen Johnson is a Justin Fields guy. He is. Okay. He's a Justin Fields guy.
Does he want to go to Pittsburgh or how much of a Justin Fields guy is he?
Because
Caleb's about to be
Caleb's
quarterback.
About to be quarterback. And, so we'll see how that goes.
And Caleb's pretty good. So the other thing about it is, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, Caleb really is the first guy coming out of this generation of college football that's like, he's flat out NIL to the, I mean, he's made millions of dollars.
Yes.
And he's been on every commercial.
Yes.
And he's got a Heisman.
Yes.
I mean, he's been the face of everything in college football the last handful of years.
Yes.
Guys have been big stars before college football, but not coming into the NFL with $10 million in their bank account.
Yeah.
Like, he might be a little Hollywood.
He might be.
He might be.
You know, I mean, the dude.
He might be.
Like, he got money.
But if he can play. He can be a little Hollywood if he wants to. You're going to be in a lot of commercials.
Yeah, what you mean? Can.
All right, Deshaun Tate's going to join us. Nothing Hollywood about Tate.
I don't know, dog, because he's annoying. He don't ever talk about football until Detroit and done something. I don't hear nobody talking about Detroit. You don't talk about Detroit.
All right. Annoying Deshaun Tate going to join us next to talk some NCAA basketball. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Shoot! Take that ball to the hoop!
Really? Is this? Okay.
Okay. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. We're at Twin Peaks in Buckhead where the first game has begun. Florida Atlantic out to a commanding early lead over Northwestern.
4-1.
4-1. 5 minutes in. Nobody wants to score.
Jitters. It's jitters, Andy.
They're a little jitters. It's an 8-9 matchup. You know what I mean?
It's jitters.
Everybody's fired up to get this tournament day underway. We'll keep you updated all day long on all the scores. But we're going to talk a little bit more tournament right now with our guy, Deshaun Tate, who joins us. It's March.
We found
Tate's number again. What's up, Tate? How are you?
Man, I'm outstanding. I don't know if that was a trick question or not, but listen, it's March. It's all about the madness. And, you know, what better time is there? Listen, everybody's filling out the brackets. The baby filled out a bracket. The dog filled out a bracket. Everybody's in a good mood. Nobody's doing any work. Everybody's in the break room watching hoops. The most anticipated and the best, most unpredictable time of the year.
Well, we know who's in a bad mood right now, and that's Kentucky fans, Deshaun, after yesterday's loss. Tell me something. When you listen to Coach Cal saying maybe try something different, what do you think that different might be?
I don't know, but I know what I hope that different means, and that's to get a little bit more or not just getting more experience on this team, but your key contributors being the experience and not relying as much on the one-and-dones. If you kind of go back, and he's created this whole narrative for himself. Nobody, you know, told him to go and recruit one-and-dones and this, that, and the other, so on and so forth. Since they've done it in 2012, primarily predicated on five-star players, one and done. They did it in 12. Duke did it in 15. Since then, we haven't seen that with winning national championships in the country.
True.
Just walk with me for a second. I promise you it'll be quick. In 16, Nova didn't have not one. In 17, Carolina had one, Tony Bradley. 18, Nova had zero. 19, Virginia had zero. COVID had zero in 2020. 21, Baylor had none. 22, Kansas had none. 23, Connecticut had none last year. The best thing to do here, clearly, if it's really important about winning national championships, where if you look up at Kentucky's roof, you can see that, that's the most important thing, then that's what you have to do. You have to go and get those experienced players. He's made it very clear that he's about, you know, putting money in the pockets of his kids and changing, you know, the generational wealth for the guys that play for him. And if that's Kentucky standards now, then so be it.
But how, I mean – How do you go about doing that, though, while also getting the best guys? If the best guys want to come, and they want to go to the NBA after 1 year. So, and I mean, teams have maybe not gone as headlong into the one-and-done thing like he has, but Duke's had some guys and some success, but not national championships like you're talking about. Other schools sure. have gone down that path as well, but I guess it hasn't resulted in trophies. But, like, I mean, you can't tell them to stop recruiting the best guys in the country because that is the name of the game. You got to get the best guys in the country, right?
Of course, but I think it is ultimately about the balance. I think he has tried that a couple years ago with, you know, returning some guys. And these days at Kentucky, if you're a sophomore, you're considered a fifth-year senior, it feels like. So right. I think that, you know, there does have to be some sort of balance mixed in between there. You also have to be and this is a takeaway from him as a coach because I think he's a good coach, but I think he's an outstanding salesman even more so and a great yeah. recruiter.
Oh.
Sometimes
yes,
it's questionable what he is in terms of X's and O's and clipboards and things like that. But, you know, there has to be guys that really want have a feel that they have to have a need for a national championship and what that does for them, the winning and things like that. And it's hard to do that, you know, to put these guys together for, what, 6 months, a semester or whatever, what have you, to all be on the same accord, all have the same mindset, being able to manage guys who's really here just because they're looking forward to just being the best case for them to go to the next level. So that's for him to figure out. And I hope that is what he's trying to change, because if not, I think we're going to be looking at something similar happening over the next course of however many years.
Deshaun, I know we had one day, the first day is down from yesterday, and obviously the first game of Friday is on Northwestern and Florida Atlantic. But what was your bracket, your Final Four, and your national champion, and why?
Well, I think Connecticut is the best team in the country, and honestly, I don't think it's as close as people think that it may be. I know Houston is definitely right there in that conversation, more so than others. I don't really believe in nearly as much. But I think it would be a major disappointment if we don't see those two playing for a national championship. Actually, this Connecticut team, I think, is better than the one last year. They have a chance to go back-to-back for the first time since Florida 06-07. I know you love that, Randy. But the other two teams that I picked in my bracket was I did take Creighton, which I think is probably the most difficult to choose of all of the regions, because you have a lot of teams in that region that I don't necessarily believe in all that much, because we've been talking about them getting to this point and they hardly ever do. That's Gonzaga that hardly ever busts through and win a national championship. Creighton has probably been a mid-major Cinderella as long as Gonzaga has and still hasn't been to a Final Four. Purdue, I don't think I really need to talk about what they need to do in this tournament. And there's a couple others, Texas, who has a great roster. So that one's probably the most difficult. I took Creighton out of that one. And then I took New Mexico. I took a flyer on this one. I think they're going to be the ones to do it. I think the Mountain West is probably the third best conference, if not fourth best conference in the country this year. They're going to be well represented. And again, at the Final Four for the second year in a row after San Diego State did it last year.
One of the things we love most about this tournament, Tate, is what happened yesterday with Oakland. A team no one's ever heard of goes in and beats Kentucky. Who's today's Oakland? Do you see another team being able to make an upset like that today?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it depends on how much faith you really have in a Clemson, I guess. But they don't necessarily have the name besides playing in the ACC, which is typically maybe not this year a tough conference, but New Mexico. A lot of people don't stay up long enough on this side of the country to really watch. I think the toothpaste school could be a real giant killer. Colgate.
Okay.
I think Colgate could be a really tough matchup. Don't be surprised, Randy, if you get some notifications about toothpaste right. school all of a
okay.
sudden. I think that they're a real player in this thing. Western Kentucky, I think, has a chance. I wouldn't necessarily say that they're going to be the ones to do it. I think they have a better chance than some think, because of the injuries from Marquette recently to some of the key contributors, Tyler Kolick and things like that. Trying to see if there's one more, because I think there were quite a few, more so today than there was
yesterday. What do you think about Charleston and Alabama? That game is going to be crazy, but what do you think about Charleston's chances?
Yeah, I think Charleston had, I think, a much better year last year and had a decent year the year before, where they actually took that same North Carolina team down through a really tough game year before last when they went to the title. A lot of those guys are still coming back from right. that team. Obviously making it last year, they're not the same team, so I don't have the same expectations. I think it's possible because Alabama is predicated so much, not necessarily on his defense, because that's been kind of atrocious to a degree.
Yeah.
But they can score in bunches. A lot of that is because those three-pointers are falling. And if they're not falling on today, that's kind of being one-dimensional. I don't think that they can really afford – almost putting themselves in a position like we see with Virginia. If they get down by 10 and shots aren't falling, then they're in trouble. Grand Canyon was the team. We always look forward to the 12-5 matchups. I've been watching Grand Canyon all year long. Drew, that hit the big shot for Valparaiso years ago, right? He's now the head coach for that team. I could see that kind of rewriting the story all over again in the first round.
Real quick, because you did pick New Mexico, where your school, Michigan State, they're in that same bracket. Obviously, they're going to get ready to go against North. Oh, see, there it is. Sparty party, but you didn't even pick them to come out. You picked New Mexico, man.
No, and if you've watched Michigan State this year, then you would understand why I did. team that's got 14 losses on the year. They never played their best brand of basketball until this time of the year anyway. Would it be a shocker to see them beat North Carolina? No. Did I put it on my bracket? No. however, we know what this time of the year is. It is Michigan State. It is March Madness. It is Tom Izzo. We know that this thing, you know how this goes. So they're gonna put some work in on tomorrow, and I think they'll give it a close game before they ultimately lose. So who knows?
Hey, Tate, what's Izzo doing whining about auto bids from mid majors? What's that about?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still getting a little bit more information on some of it. I mean, the gist of it, but I don't want to get up here and play radio. So I'm still trying to put some information more about it. But I do think that, a lot of guys are in favor of expanding the tournament. Izzo's just one of those guys who no, I'm okay with it being what it is. If you're not amongst the best 68, you get 68. I mean, football.
68's a lot, man.
Football is about to get 12, and people are complaining that might be a little bit too many. Regardless, if you're the 69th best team in the country to prove you don't get in, then you clearly didn't do enough. And that's on you. And I'm okay with it being what it is. Now, if it goes to more than 68 teams, is Deshaun Tate going to be stop watching college basketball? I don't think I need to answer that question for you guys either. It'll be interesting to see the way that it goes. In fact, I think before we get to a point where we'll see the tournament expanded, we will probably and likely see, which is weird, but the success that the NBA has had with it this year, we'll probably see an in-season tournament before we see the expansion of the NCAA tournament.
I hate change, Tate.
I know.
Hell yeah.
I hate change. Thank you, though. Great stuff, as always.
Appreciate you, my boy.
Enjoy the day. I know you will.
I will. Thanks, guys.
Deshaun Tate there, college basketball analyst, insider. Love talking March Madness with Tate this time of year. Not even he's taken Sparty to beat North Carolina.
I know, that's what I said. I did.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I mean, look.
But I forgot they had that. They had Uncle Ellis playing down low.
They got? Play some Sports Jeopardy on a Happy Hour Friday. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing live at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
He took off a lumberjack shirt.
Well, it's hot.
I haven't got another one underneath.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of flannel in the building today, though.
He doubled up on the flannel.
A lot of flannel in the building. Jersey Mike's got his flannel on. Triple just showed up with a flannel on. Somehow I'm not wearing a flannel. I don't know. It's weird.
I don't know.
Should have brought one. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. We'll get to Sports Jeopardy in just a couple of minutes from right now. The NCAA tournament is underway.
Are you disappointed by the game so far, Andy Bunker?
I'm happy to not be watching it closely. I'll tell you that. I'm glad I'm doing something else to keep me occupied. Northwestern and Florida Atlantic in a real barn burner. 12-11 with 7 minutes.
It could get going, man.
I don't think it's gonna, man. I think this is what Northwestern wants it to be. Because, again, remember, Florida Atlantic, this is pretty much the same group that went to the Final Four last year. They were highly ranked at the beginning of the season. They've not lived up to
feeling
what people thought they were going to be.
Feeling themselves.
Or maybe they just weren't that good, and they got hot last year.
But that's
year,
what we talk
which
about.
Which happens.
It does happen, especially when you're coming into the tournament. It happens and everything like that. And then, you know, when everything starts at the same start line, you kind of see.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
But this is what Northwestern wants. They want it to just be a slugfest in a phone booth kind of game. They wanted it to be low scoring and ugly.
And then you let Boo go off.
Exactly. Yeah. You keep it close, and then you let Boo go do what Boo does.
What does Boo do?
Gets buckets.
Okay. Boo gets buckets.
Boo gets buckets.
Oh, don't do that.
Late in the game.
Don't do that. Boo gets buckets?
He's the only guy
I've heard
of in the game. All right?
Come
and he has
on,
a
man.
Silly name. I'm going to come up with stuff about
come
it. All right?
On. Boo gets buckets.
Oh, Baylor and Colgate are underway, too.
Okay.
Hey, Deshaun Tate joined us in the last segment and said, don't be surprised if Colgate makes this a good game. So now I won't be.
I won't be surprised. I mean,
I was going to be.
He called the toothpaste school.
That's who I called
it. Yeah, he called the toothpaste school.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
they've got a guy named Records on their team.
Records.
And Brady Cummings.
What is it, who's a better player?
Yeah, probably Brady.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
There we go.
Pretty good player. Got a good offhand. Mid-range is strong.
Sweet.
Hustles a lot.
Yeah.
Does
he slap the floor?
His name's Brady, and he plays for Colgate.
Does he slap the floor?
Definitely. Like, he's definitely slapped the floor before. There's no question. And, look, we already got, I mean, the first round.
Is there anything funnier than that right there when a basketball player decides he wants to play basketball,
right,
and he slaps the ground, and then he getting that posture
with
the palms up like you at damn junior high camp?
The funniest is when the guy does that at an open gym. Like when the guy does that at like 24-hour
fitness. Yes.
That's
yes.
when it's
He's
funny.
He's the one with a damn
with a shooting sleeve on.
Yes, a shooting sleeve and like
the full jersey
on.
Exactly.
And he can't shoot, so he plays defense hard. and they always wanted to – he the first one to dap up everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Calling all the fouls.
Like,
yeah.
You hit a three, but he yells, let's
yes,
go.
Yeah. Let's go!
Wait a minute. You didn't even make the shot. Come on.
Yeah, he slapped the ground getting that posture with the feet shuffling.
That's probably my guy, Brady. That's probably Brady
sitting
coming.
Sitting in the damn corner shooting Bruce Bowens.
Just set shots.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can't wait to try to slide his
guy,
foot
that
under
guy,
somebody on the way down.
It's his ball all the time.
Oh, he definitely brings the ball.
Yeah,
with him. There's no question about that.
Hey guys,
it's my ball.
Hey guys,
I gotta
go.
Hit the road.
I gotta go, guys.
Gotta hit the road. Can I switch the ball out?
Yeah,
that's him.
Yeah, he's that guy.
That's him. We nailed it. That's Brady. All right, let's or Abe. Let's get to Sports Jeopardy here on a Happy Hour Friday. Randy.
I do play defense.
I
don't
do.
Slap the floor.
I can believe that, dog.
I bet you slap people's arms a lot, though.
I believe that you're that
possible.
Guy. I believe you're that guy.
True point guard, more of an assist,
Abe,
man.
Abe is like, dude.
You're coming out of there with scratches
hustling.
On your arms.
Just hustling. Yeah. Calling plays.
I definitely do get hustle rebounds I don't deserve.
What the hell is a hustle rebound? The one that's on the ground?
Yeah, just working hard.
Working hard?
Getting after
it.
All right, guys. Much to your probable dismay, we have a March Madness-themed Sports Jeopardy.
Ooh,
so let's get to it.
Ugly. Or pretty. Who knows?
I think you're going to do pretty well.
Okay.
So here we go. Question one. Virginia was the first number one seed to lose to a 16. What team was the second?
I don't know.
Andy. Purdue.
Yes,
yeah.
Purdue.
Oh, yeah. A year ago.
It was last year.
Fairleigh Dickinson. Yeah. Andy off to a 1-0 lead.
Who did Virginia lose to?
Oh,
was
man.
It UMBC? Is that who it was? Okay.
They got obliterated. Okay. What is the name of the NCAA tournament highlight video shown at the end? Andy.
One Shining Moment.
That is correct.
It's a bad song.
It's a horrible song.
One version's good. The other version, maybe not as good.
Oh, what's the good version?
Luther.
Still
Campbell?
Not good. Vandross.
Still
not good.
Sick Campbell.
No offense.
Don't stop.
Now that would be incredible.
Hey.
The uncut version?
Uncut version.
The unsafe for radio version? That would be amazing.
What was the first school to go from the first four to the final four, doing so in 2011?
Randy.
Wow.
Randy.
George Mason?
That is incorrect.
Okay,
good guess, though.
Yeah.
VCU.
VCU is correct.
Shaka Smart, I think.
2011. That
See,
is
See, now
right.
That's actually – that's my wheelhouse.
Right.
2004 to 2012. If these questions are from then, I'll be very good.
We'll see how it goes. Who's the only player to win most outstanding player at the Final Four three separate times?
Andy.
Kareem?
Or Lou Alcindor?
Correct. I would have accepted either one. 4-0. Like that basketball game we were starting to watch. Who's the only head coach to win a national championship at two schools?
Randy. Roy Williams?
That is incorrect.
Pitino?
It is Rick Pitino. Roy has three titles all happened after
the move.
He got
close at Kansas.
I thought he won one at Kansas.
Calipari should have two. Memphis.
UCLA has won 11 championships. John Wooden coached 10 of them. Who coached the 1995 title team and eventually went on to coach at Georgia?
Randy. Coach Eric.
Jim Harris. Yeah. There you go.
Yes. That's right.
Randy is on the board.
Yeah.
Who holds the record for points in a title game with 44, going 21 of 22 from the field?
Oh, Andy. Bill Walton?
It was Bill Walton. You guys are rolling through this. 6-1 lead. What's the lowest seed to ever make a Final Four?
Randy. The lowest seed or team, is it matter?
Seed.
Oh, 14?
That is not correct. Do you want me to finish the question?
Yeah.
The lowest seed to ever make a Final Four, five different teams with this seed number have done it.
Oh.
Wow. I guess 13?
That is incorrect.
12.
11.
11. Oh, wow.
LSU, really? George Mason.
LSU was the year with Big Baby? No. That was years ago.
Yeah.
What was St. Peter? Was St. Peter's in 11?
They were like a 15, but they didn't make the.
They didn't make the Final Four?
They beat Kentucky.
Oh, they made the Elite Eight. Okay.
LSU, George Mason, we mentioned VCU, Loyola, Chicago, and just like 2 years ago, out of the 11 spot was UCLA.
Huh. Okay.
Which former CBS college football and basketball broadcaster is credited with coining the term March Madness?
Randy. Oh, I don't know, man. Clark, I don't know. Hell.
I don't know. Vern Lundquist?
Brett Musburger apparently coined the term.
Wow, good for him.
Good for Brett.
That's, all right.
Put that on the resume.
We have a 6-1 lead. We'll get through these last two just for fun. Who threw the pass that Christian Laettner turned into?
Randy. Grant Hill.
That is correct.
Yeah, that's right.
And then final March Madness question today on Sports Jeopardy. Bill Russell won back-to-back titles in 1955 and 1956 for which
Randy.
West?
Randy.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Randy gets that point, but Andy ultimately is your winner.
There we go. Needed it. Been a rough go lately.
Throw me a bone with some crumbs. Just turn it over.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Back into a little tournament talk, of course. About 45 minutes away from the AMA as well. Any question, any topic, put your phone on, I guess, charged up. What the hell?
I'm like, where the hell are you going?
Yeah, just get ready to call us in 45 minutes. Get your questions ready. That's what I was going to say. Make sure your phone's charged and you have signal. The phone number is 404-726-0929. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.